Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And there was a huge, huge decision today by the Supreme Court. And basically what it said is that people do have the right to bear arms. Congratulations, everybody. The Second Amendment is still alive. And part of the Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution in 1791. And it reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Fantastic.
I don't know what took them so long to come to that decision, man. But you can now buy those guns in the some cities around the country. You know, like Chicago has a pretty strict ordinance, and so does Washington, D.C. Now you can grab a gun and defend yourself.
You go, dog.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Supreme Court. Now, of course, a lot of people are coming out against it because all you hear in the news are people who get shot, kids who get shot by a guy who leaves a gun recklessly around the house, or kids that, you know, somehow get their hands on a gun and a kid gets killed. But you never hear the stories of a guy who's breaking into your house and you deter him from busting in and effing up your family by firing off a couple rounds, either at the ceiling or towards him. And it's usually towards him. But you never hear those stories. You never hear how many Americans have been saved by keeping a gun in their house. Yep, there they go. And, you know, there are certain, like in the state of Georgia, there's a small town where you have to carry a gun. I mean, it's part of the city ordinance where you have to carry, you have to be armed. And consequently, in that town, the crime rate is almost zero. So you can carry those guns. It's a big win for the Second Amendment. These thieves and these criminals are going to get guns anyway, so the good guys have to have a shot at them. And the Supreme Court has just overturned a 1976 ruling in Washington, D.C., banning private people, private citizens, from owning guns. So congratulations, everybody. And we like to do this every 6 months or so. Call us up if you carry a gun in your car. You don't have to tell us your exact name, or perhaps, you know, you will. Who knows? But there are so many people in Southern California who carry a gun in their car. And I'm not going to say whether I do or whether I don't. I'm sort of like Israel in that sense, where I don't say if we have nuclear weapons or not. They don't tell anybody. Everybody knows they got one. But I'm not going to say whether I have a gun at home. I'm not going to say whether I have a gun in my car. I'm not going to say whether I carry one on my person. We'll let somebody try to figure that out one day. But if you carry a gun in your car, call us here. We'll put you on the air and certainly ask you a little bit about it. And congratulate everybody who does have a gun. You can now rest assured the Supreme Court said it's your right to hold on and carry that gun to protect that house, yours, and that family. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Americans have a constitutional right to own guns, the Supreme Court declared Thursday, that's today, in a ruling that resoundingly endorsed the ability of an armed populace to resist tyranny and appeared to allow bans on military-style weapons and regulations on other firearms. That's fine. If they want to start, you know, banning the machine guns, I don't have any problem with that. I don't know anybody who owns a machine gun. If you ban it, great. If you don't, it doesn't matter to me. But to ban, guns carried by private citizens to protect themselves, the Supreme Court has now ruled, go out there, buy your gun, and protect that family. So congratulations to everybody who owns themselves a gun. Let's talk to Alfonso in Temple City on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Well, the Supreme Court ruling doesn't say every American could go out and buy a gun.
Well, of course there are. You know, you have to pass a test, and you can't be an ex-felon. I mean, you know, for a small percentage of us, you can't own a gun. But
and those with, like myself, with psychological problems, I doubt if I'll ever see the day where I could own a gun. I mean, but yeah.
What's your psychological problem?
I guess I have what do you call a character flaw, which bouts of anger and like I said, I doubt about I'll ever see the day.
Well, come over to my house. I'll let you use mine.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. Let's talk to Joe in Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
Hey, all right, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I consider myself a pistol packing progressive, okay?
Good
because
for you.
I'm like, you know, totally on the left with pretty much everything else, but I think everybody should have a gun. I think there's a lot more people out there carrying guns around than, you know, are legally allowed to do so. And safely, you never know it until, you know, the S hits the fan and, you know, somebody comes out and protects you.
Right.
It's like that shooting back in the college in the East Coast. I can't remember what it was, but it, you know,
Virginia Tech.
Well, no. That was the bad one because nobody was allowed to have guns there.
Right.
There was one that you didn't hear about. I think it was in New Jersey, where you know the reason that one person was killed instead of 10 people were killed is because one kid went out and got his gun out of his trunk and ended the fight.
Right.
So,
but that's the way it should be. You know what? I don't care if you're left wing, right wing, you know, the Green Party, progressive, a staunch Republican, whatever. When a guy breaks into your house, he's not going to ask you what party you're affiliated with.
Exactly.
You know, this happened the other day. I believe it happened on Monday. But out in the San Fernando Valley, this happened early in the morning on right on near Moore Park and Fulton. And there was a bunch of cops out there, and I read in the newspaper the next day that a guy broke into a house. It was a, you know, takeover, like a house home invasion robbery.
Yeah.
And pistol whipped the chick and took her purse. And, you know, she's going to be scarred for life because of that. And, you know, that guy left with her purse. If she was carrying a gun or somebody else in the house was carrying a gun, that guy could be dead. And,
well,
I also think that criminals understand that part of the occupational hazard of home invasion or robbing people is death.
Exactly. If he had gone in there thinking she might have had a gun, he might not have gone in there in the first place.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there should be a flag where people who do own guns could fly out in front of their house. And, you know, whether it's a big red flag or just a white one with a big G on it or whatever. And to
there's a Confederate one that some people do, and that's kind of a given, but I don't necessarily think we have to go there.
I think that presents a lot of other problems that that you don't want.
You're right. I agree with you there, brother.
All right, Babu, thanks for calling.
Okay, Timmy.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, the Supreme Court said, yeah, go ahead, own those guns, and you got the right to protect your house. And it was a very close decision, too. It was a 5-4 ruling, and I can't imagine if this came down the other way. The S would hit the fan. A 5-4 ruling that we can keep our guns, or at least you know the city of Washington D.C. can now bear arms. For many, many years, they were not able to or not allowed to, and the crime in that city went through the roof. So maybe now that people have guns, it'll calm down a little. Let's talk to Joe in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Joe. Well, there he goes. How about Jesse? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. I work for a gun store here in Southern California. It's a pretty big chain, but if anything, we've had more people come in and buy more guns now based on this ruling.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I imagine it's also based on the economy, too. Whenever the economy gets tight, I think crime goes up.
Well, that, I mean... It's been pretty slow lately, but, I mean, we're still selling pretty good numbers.
Right. What can you get? What do you sell a decent handgun for? I mean, and something that's well-built and very reliable, and it doesn't take two or three shots to knock a guy down, but he gets the message on the first one.
About 400.
400 bucks?
For a decent one. And for a decent one, 400. You can go as low as 200.
Right. And why don't you tell the people what you have to do to get a gun? Like, let's say a guy's sitting around right now and he wants to get a gun, but he has no idea how to do it.
It's gotten more complicated, but really all you need to be is a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident.
Right.
If you're a citizen, all you need is a California ID, have no major criminal history, no outstanding DMV problems, pass a quick test, and wait a 10-day period. That's really it.
That's it. Now, you have to pass a test, though, right?
There's a simple test you have to pass. Really, all it is just to make sure you're not going to go home and shoot yourself in the foot. but you have to take a test.
Excellent. All right, Babu, congratulations on the ruling. It's probably big news for you guys.
Thanks, and Tim, I love you.
All right, take care of yourself, dude.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Look at that, man. Guys who are on the far right, guys who are on the far left, they want to have a gun at home to protect themselves when that lunatic walks through the door. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. The Supreme Court said on a ruling, 5-4, that Americans have a constitutional right to own guns. What a great day in America. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. The Supreme Court ruled today that in a 5-4 decision, you can own a gun. As long as you're not mentally impaired or a felon, you can own yourself a gun. So a lot of people in Washington, D.C. can now keep a gun in their house to protect themselves. Thank God. J.R. in Malibu, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
All right, how you?
Okay, I've been carrying a gun almost now 19 years, and out of the 19 years, 9 of those years, I've had a concealed weapons permit to carry it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, carrying a gun legally, it's kind of a scary feeling sometimes because, I've had to pull my gun twice. I've never had to fire it, and it's a scary feeling sometimes. But
what were the incidents you had to pull it?
Well, one of them was I had a... I have a lot of different properties. I was at a building during an eviction where the sheriff's department come out and evict you out, and it was over in South Central Los Angeles. And after the sheriff left me in the unit with the locksmith, about 6 guys came by to the house to claim it back, and they wanted me to get out of the house. And they said, that I'm not, taking over the house, and I had to pull my gun on that and call 911, and the police came and saved me. I mean, I came close to pulling the trigger, but it's something you really got to think twice about.
Yeah,
that.
But what was their reaction when you pulled the gun?
Well, they said, we're going to sue you, and if you kill one of us, you're only going to get one of us. Of course, I'm a good shot. I would have got all 3 of them, but that's not the reason why you do that. You do it, you want them to get out of there.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a gun, do you think they would have kicked your ass?
Oh, they cannot kick my butt. I'd be in the hospital today because these guys came in, and they all stuck their hand in their waist pretending they have a gun in there. But, the law is very, very clearly you cannot pull a weapon on somebody unless you fear
right.
for your safety of your life.
And so you didn't go to jail for that? You didn't get any trouble for that?
No. The funny thing about it is the police did come out, and they asked me, one of the girlfriends called the police and told the police that I pulled a gun out on them. And the police came over there, and they took my gun away, and they patted me down and everything, and put the gun in the police car. And the woman said that he threatened to shoot me, and the policeman asked me if that's true. I said yes, because I feared for my life. But after all was said and done, they told me that they'd give me my gun back. But, they didn't want me to stay there in the unit because they didn't want to come back under the circumstances. But they had to give me back my weapon. And,
well,
and my permit was for three weapons to carry on there.
Well,
on
permit. Ultimately, JR, it may have saved your life. We thank you for calling. Let's talk to Kevin in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1.
Well, it's funny, the whole idea about guns and the anti-gun thing and so forth. I mean, blaming guns for death is like blaming Rosie O'Donnell's weight problem on spoons. It's crazy. And I think that a lot of times these acts of violence, if someone had a second thought and knew that you were packing, they'd probably back off.
Where do you live, in Newport Beach?
Yeah.
And so you drive, the 55, 405, that whole area.
If you
knew that every single person driving a car had a gun in their car, you would never get involved in any more road rage.
That's right.
It would be over.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, and maybe that's a way to be a little bit more polite, you know, just give it that second thought. How many times we pop off and say something to somebody,
right.
You know, maybe there's a little anger management by Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to David in Wilmington. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
I'm just so happy that the government is giving me the right and the freedom to protect me and my family.
You got
kids?
I'm
a young guy. I'm 20, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have one kitty. He's 1 year old right now. He's going to turn two in a couple months.
Good for you.
And well, right now I'm waiting for they're doing the background check. I'm getting my first gun, as a matter of fact, and I plan to carry it. I'm going to be a responsible citizen. I'm going to get the concealed weapons permit, and I'm going to do everything the right way because, like I said, like I always say, guns don't kill people. Idiots with guns kill people. And the only question, I got a question. I was wondering if you could clear this up. In the state of California, I know that it varies state by state, but let's say there's, like you said, a lunatic in my house. I'm not going to go up to him and ask him, oh, what are you doing? Or call the ambulance, or call the cops and wait for them to come. If I go and I just put a hole right through him, would I get in trouble?
No, I don't. You know, I'm not the person to ask. I'm not a police officer or a lawyer. But I do know that Texas recently passed a law where you can protect your castle, they call it. I don't know why, because I don't know how many people have castles in Texas. But there was a special on TV, and I think it was on NBC or perhaps CBS, where a guy is on trial now in Texas because two guys were trying to break into the neighbor's house. He went out to his front lawn, and the guys that were you know, breaking into the neighbor's house started running, and he shot them both in the back. I think he killed one, and the other one's paralyzed. And there's a big outrage over that, you know, whether he has the right to do that. And a lot of people support it. You know, as I said before, one of the consequences and one of the the occupational hazards of robbing people and breaking into houses is death. And the guys who break into these houses, they know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, if somebody comes in, I know you have a 1 year old who's about to turn two. And before you had a kid, you were very, you know, you're probably more free and not as caring and a happy go lucky guy. Now you're concerned and consumed with the protection of that kid.
Right. Like, I don't live in the best area in Los Angeles. Like, I live in Long Beach area, Wilmington area. It's not the safest place. And this is where I'm at right now in my financial situation. But I just want to protect my family as best as I can.
Yeah. I would call the, where are you? You're in, what city are you in? Wilmington. I would call the Wilmington, do they have their own police department down there? Or is that LAPD?
That's LAPD.
LAPD.
Oh, LAPD.
Yeah, I would check with LAPD and see what the rule is there before you start blasting away.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling.
All right, thank you,
all
sir.
All right, there he goes, man. Let's talk to a Travis in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
I moved here from Texas into L.A., and I was here for probably 2 months before I had a gun stuck in my face at Pico Robertson area.
Right.
And the kind of mentality we have there is, like, you know, coming from Texas to L.A., the laws are a lot more stringent. But, like, I told my dad, and he said, well, you just got to expect it, because most of the people who have firearms out there are actually the criminals, you know?
Right.
Because there is quite a considerable difference. And what I don't think people tend to realize is that if you do get an altercation, if the person does have a gun, he doesn't really care about the law, and he's going to have one himself.
Right. Now, that's why you have to have one yourself, and the Supreme Court just made it easier for everybody who is a law-abiding citizen who doesn't have a felony record or is not mentally impaired somehow to possess a gun and protect yourself. That's what this country's all about, man. So congratulations to everybody who has a gun, and for all those people out there who think that the guns are the ones that kill. There's millions of stories out there every day that you never hear of guys saving their lives, their wives' lives, and their kids' lives by pointing a handgun at some a-hole breaks in your house. All right, coming back, we have Farshad, who is a sort of a controversial guest, but he claims to be Persian or from Iran, but a lot of people think he's not, and we're going to talk to him about that. He's an entertaining, or he brings his own band in. It's quite a nut, but he's a popular guest on this show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Far Shot up next. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.